We're up to Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Back to what we say in davening. Abaye, now we'll understand what we say in davening every morning. Abaye, Mesadad Marocha Mashmei Di Gemara. Abaye organized the pyres, in the name of his teachers, Velibed Abba Shaul, following the opinion of Abba Shaul. The Machlekes Abba Shaul Chama was what they put in between the first fire and the second. Between the fifth and the Menaitis, five Menaitis, the Lenaitis, and the last two. Yeah, was it the Ketatis or was it the Dam? Marocha Gedele. So this is the order. First of all, Marocha Gedele Kaidemish Le Marocha Shnia Shaktatis. The big fire they organized first before they organized the second fire, which is mainly for Ketatis. Then Marocha Shnia Shaktatis. The next thing they did was a smaller fire, the pyre. For Ketatis, Kaidemish came before Le Sidr Shnei Gzireitz. It came before they put the two pieces of wood on the big fire. Rashi, Abaye Masad Marocha Shmei Dimar, four lines on the top. Mona say that Avodah Shekol Yom Yomi. Now he's going through the order chronologically of the activity of the day. First narrow line. Rashi, Mashmei Dimar, the Kula Yeshiva, the Rabbanu, the Midrash, named all the entire Yeshiva. Leave it Abba Shaul, don't pay the Kama. He says Hatovas Kol Hanedas Kaidmes Lektayde. Lektayde was the last thing, based on the order of the pasuk. He believes the last thing. Chama say that the is already done.
Didn't we last time we had mention of this? Didn't we go according to Rabbi Elaz ben Yaakov?
No, this is a machlekes. We had Ketatis was the last thing. Then we asked the question how we learned the night one. And the Ketatis was in between the five. Now, the Bonhol, the Ketatis was between the five and the two. And Abba Shaul holds, no, the Damatami is between the five and two, and the Ketatis was the last thing. What's his Malach Ketatis? Rashi Shaulah, Yaktito, Kol Aktatis. All the Kabbalahs are on the big fire. And Koidemes, Lefne Marocha Shnia, before you do the second one, Shaisin. Bekinyan Maravis Dreimis, Bekerim Maravis Dreimis. Moshe Menai Kerim Dao Damas Atav Nenor, Kerim Damas Atav Tamid. Shok Teides, Shemena, Choy, what do you mean Teides? What do you mean they had a second fire of Teides? Wasn't Teides on the inside Mizbeach? So he says, Shemena Choysin Gecholim, from there they used to take away coal. Lahachnis Le Mizbeach Pnimi, to bring into the inner Mizbeach Pnimi, Shach in the morning, Rav Nai, Lahakti Alek Teides Tamid, to bring Teides, Pras Shach is half in the morning, Pras Benu Abayim, half night. We're going through Abaye that we say every morning, we're going through that in order. So we did the first fire, the big fire, then the small fire, then the other two gezerim. Back to the Gemara. Next Rashi, about 15 lines into Rashi, the Siddush in narrow lines. The Siddush makes it in. After they organized the small fire, where they can take the coal, the next thing was they put the two pieces of wood on top of the big fire. Shemisadin and Malarocha Gedele on the big fire, but Kulu time in Mefarish Lekamei Gemara, so don't explain. Back to the Gemara, about 6 lines from the top of the Flam Gimelamad Aleph. The Siddush Negziri Eitzim. The next thing was they organized these two pieces of wood on top of the big fire. Koyim that comes before the Dishon Mizbeach Abim, before they swept out the ashes from the inner Mizbeach, and then the Dishon Mizbeach Abim. The next thing after they cleaned out the ashes of the inner Mizbeach, Koyim that comes before La Tovas Chamesh Neida, cleaning out the 5 candles, which the Hatovas Chamesh Neida Koyim comes before the Dam HaTamid, comes before the blood of the Tamid, because they hold the Tamid between the 5 and 2. And the Dam HaTamid is Koyim La Tovas De Neidas, and the Tamid comes before the cleaning of two Neidas. The Hatovish, they natives, and the two natives, Kaidim Liktatis. This is Abba Shaul who holds Liktatis as the last activity. Not that the Chachamim say that, no, that the Meneda was the last activity, and that what was between, and the Liktatis was between the 5 and the 2. He holds the Damatomi between the 5 and 2, Liktatis was the last. Rashi, Damatomi, Lishchitu, Lazika, Shechting, and Spraying, Liktatis, Shamizbech, Aprimi, Kaidem, it comes before the Evorim, which will be next. Ulahakti, Evori, Atomi, they take the limbs of the carbon tummy, which they left on the ramp, and they bring it up to the top of Mizbech, Al Mizbech, Achitz, and Al Mizbech, that happens afterwards. Says in Maravite, Uktaidis, this Ktaidis, Kaidin comes before the Evarim, the limbs when they bring out to Mizbeach, the Evarim comes before the Mincha, that it comes along with the carbon tamid, and Mincha comes along before the Chavitin, that you brought up, that the Kohen God brought, the Chavitin, the Nesach, comes before the Nesachin, and the Nesachin comes before the Musafin. It was a Musaf on that day, and the Musafin, the Vazichin, comes before on Shabbos, comes before the Vazichin that was on Lechem Panim, which you bring up, and the Vazichin comes before the Tamid Shebein Abayim. That's basically the whole day activity. Shemar says, we'll get to the Shemar in a second, Rashi. The flower, the flower, so the last activity of the day is the carbon tamid shebein abayim. How do I know? It says, you should roast on it. Hekter hashlamim, and we dashin chelbe hashlamim. We dashin the word shlamim is from the word hashlem, complete. This carbon tamid shebein abayim, that's the last carbon you bring in. That's it. Rashi. We dash the word shlomim is hashlomim completing. On the the large fire comes before the small fire. Me nolan, how do you know the big pyre comes first? How do you know the time you learned? He ha oila. You should tell them this is tayde sa'ila. This is the oila al moikda on the fire al mizbech on the mizbech. Kol halayla all night long till the morning. Zoo, this fire, what fire we're talking about? Marocha Gidela. Then the pasuk says further. And the Eish HaMizbeach took it by sounding there's another fire there. What fire is that? Zoo Marocha Shneja Taitas. That I've made the two fires. Fred, you want to, how do you know? Eifu, Chano, maybe the other way around. Maybe the first one is a small fire and the second one is a big fire. Mistabra Marocha Gidela. It makes more sense that the big fire was what you lit first. She can't kaparasa maruba. All the kabanas go on the big fire. So we see that's when the Lukudu Gemara says that you were asking yesterday about. Which for it isn't the fact that Yom Kippur is once a year is much more chomer than the fact Kaparos Meruba. Look at what it says here. Adar Abafakir, Marocha Shneir Divulcher. I can argue that the smaller Marocha is better. What did they use it for? For something much more choshev, eches wise. She came machnisim imen alefrim. The chavitin they brought inside. They would take the coal from the small fire. They would bring it to the mizbeach hapnim and they would mark it inside. So isn't that much more choshev? Afilahachi Kaparos Meruba Adifa. And here it's only relative. Here it was every day of the year, twice chabisin. But nevertheless, kaparos merub is more important. Surely Yom Kippur is only once a year. Kaparos merub is more important. Rashi. Or you can say the eichel and kippur is greater also, because it's not just the eichel, it was in the kodesh hakodesh. Rashi moikda the fire loshen and medudas etzim a pyre v'chein tukat. Zumara chesnei the smaller one v'lindo shetei al mizbech itzis osbi and the other one v'shar michnisu gechol malapinim v'nei you're bringing coal into the inner one. The eifel maybe they'll be round. The hagdim marocha shoktei maybe that should be first more chashev. The kirag she seduda the habak kovu kol lailukai in the positive that's on all night so maybe that comes first. Kaparos merube shalleh maktim kol hakabanas every single carbon they bring the chutz v'naktayis. Lefnim lehechel hechel. Says the Gemara, right? That's one answer. So one answer is kaparos merube is more greater. You can ask me a question. The previous Gemara yesterday, the Gemara didn't know which is greater. Eichus or kamus. Why over here did you decide that kaparos merube is more important? Says the Gemara, you're right. See, but he said, but for those that according to the Gemara before that we didn't know which is better, I'll give you another answer. Why the marocha shnia is second? You know why? Eloi mishkach etzel marocha shnia. What happened? The marocha shnia burns out. There's no wood there. Where do you get the coal for the ketedus? You can also bring in from Marocha Gedela. That means Marocha Gedela also has the same chshivas as the Marocha Shnia. No, but Marocha Shnia has a kedima. But Marocha Gedela also has it. Rashi. Mila ma'ayil nimtzas. Avak Gedela ruilif nimt also roll inside. So even Eichus it's equal. Say more about Marocha. You said before Abai, you said that Marocha Shnia shal ketedus kedemes lesidush negzireitzim. Comes before organizing two pieces of wood. Minolon, how do you know that it comes before the two pieces of wood? If Sivat says, maybe you make the big fire, put the two pieces of wood on top of that, and then you make the small fire. Minolon, how do you know? If Sivat says, Ubir Oleha Hakoyin 18 says, that the fire is Beach, and you have a big fire, then it's on Bir Oleha Hakoyin 18. On top of that fire, the coin should put the wood. Obviously, on top of the fire. If there's no other fire, then what do you tell me on top of that fire? It must be there's another fire in his bech. And nevertheless, don't put it on the other fire, put it on this one. That's how we know. On this fire, not another one. That the other one's already existing. By the time you put on the two pieces of wood, there are two fires there. And the pasuk says, the very first one is the one I want you to put it on. Rashi. Big marocha the samachle, which is written right next to it. Varocha leh 18 beis 8 pieces of wood. V'loy achavata shok tedes. So the Gemara lechayda, you're telling me the beir aleh needs to teach you what that the shnegzi the 18 go on to the big one. Lechayda v'hai aleh mebayil legufei. We need it to teach for itself. There's two things you want to learn from me. You want to learn from me that where do the snake zidim go on top of the big fire? And you want to learn that you put it on the big fire after you first organize the smaller fire. And how do you know? Because it says v'ara chaleb, which is extra. That must be, when we on top of it, what do you tell me that for? Because there are two fires. I want you to know which fire to put it on. Who said that's why it's a Baruch Ala? It's a Baruch Ala Pashat. There's two fires. There will be two fires. You don't know which fire to put it on. Because the Pasuk put on the first one. But how do you know when to put it on? Who told you put it on after the second fire is already existing? Maybe put it on the, when the second, before the second fire is existing. I wanted to tell me before, because otherwise you would think maybe put it on a smaller fire. You would know which fire to put it on. Pashat. And everything about it. Trei Aleh Ksivit. It says twice the word Aleh. It says a Bir Aleh Koyin Eitzim. And then it says again, why say twice? One to tell you the wood goes on the big fire. I want to tell you when it goes on the big fire. Rashi, when the other fires are already existing. Then it says Sidush Negziriatim, that organizing the two pieces of wood, koyin the dishes because before cleaning out the enemy's bayach. I forgot, even though the Hochik Siv, it says over here, Baboike. It says in the Pasuk, you should bring the ketores, ba-boike, when you clean out the nedus. It says, ba-boike, v'hochel over here. It says over here, by the fire, it says, ba-boike, and by the ketores, ba-boike. Hochel, see, ba-boike. So how do you know which one is first? They're organized, cleaning them as mizbeach, preparing it for the ketores, or putting on the shnei gzidiyatzim. Both of them, it says, ba-boike, ba-boike, sound like first thing in the morning. How do you know which one first? I feel the hockey nevertheless. Machshir adiv. Putting on the two pieces of wood, the machshir comes before cleaning out the mizbeach apnimi. Machshir mayni, which is the machshir? Shnei gzidi eitzim. The two gzidi eitzim prepares
it. What is it a hechshir for the coal that you're going to take
inside? For the ketores. Depending on the obvious question, where do you take the ketores from the smaller fire? Where do you put these two pieces of wood? On the larger fire. There's no shaykhis between the two pieces of wood and the ketores. How can you call this a machshir? For no, but you're saying that preparing the fire comes a step before cleaning the inner mizbech. But why do you call it machshir? I'm going to give three answers. Well, Amrit, you said shnei gzidei eitzim machshir doilazle. What are you talking about? You just said before that goes on the large fire. Amrit Rav Yimiya shum eitzim. The name of wood will go. Wood will be on the bigger fire. Wood will be on the smaller one. True, the wood and the smaller one is not these two pieces, but there will be wood, and you need to light the wood on the outer fire before you start cleaning the inner one. So therefore, wood in essence. Is a preparation, so that's why that comes before the addition.
Why do I have to put these shnegizirim if it's not going to be used internally anyway?
Because we have to make a seder. The Torah uses the same words for both, so we have to decide which is first.
But the shnegizirim is a special avoider.
Right, but since wood, we'll have to put wood on the outer, on the smaller fire first, prepare a fire before we start working on the mizbech. That's a machshir. So and now, if you can have to put wood on the smaller fire lechayda, you might as well put the shnegizirim. Is also considered wood, so all the activities of wood should take place first. Because we don't know which one. The Torah left it vague, so we have to use Rashi. Cleaning out. Machshir odi, machshir is better. Hamachshir umesakin netzadover have a koyin my first. But eitzim machshir ketores same, and eitzim is considered preparation for ketores. The eitzim in a machshir ketores. Eitzim, we can get the coal from. It's from the woods. So you need that first. Machshir manino machshir lochem mais hakter. We're talking about eitzim. Well, the lazy goes to the bigger fire. In the machshir ketores. So we have to assume eitzim. The name of eitzim. Avagav dohani lavlik ketores asli. Even though this particular two pieces of wood doesn't go with ketores, a b'shem eitzim machshir ketores same. But the name eitzim is machshir ketores same. That's one answer. Avinu says. Since the first activity you did was a large fire, finish whatever you have to do. And what belongs, what pertains to a large fire, these two pieces of wood, to finish that.
That doesn't explain that it's a
machshir. Machshir is a second fire.
Machshir is generally placing wood,
wood on the second fire. But the question is why should Shnegzidim come first? So we first answer was Shnegzidim, the name of wood is it says wood is a machshir, and the name of wood, everything in the name of wood goes first. Second answer is not because the name of wood, but because you're working with the fires, finish, everything has to be done with the fires. The Maroch HaShnia definitely has to be done before, because Maroch HaShnia is preparation for Titus. So, and you start Maroch HaShoshana first, so therefore finish whatever has to be done. That's the second answer. Rav Ashi, the same answer came before. If you don't find wood for the second fire, don't you go to the first fire? So there is a link between the Shnei Gzidim and the Ketores in a case of desperation when there is no Breda. Okay. So you want to write the next activity is the epitome cleaning out the Inimus Be'er. Kedim Latok, when it comes before, cleaning out the five natives. My timer, how do you know that Inimus Be'er comes before the cleaning of the Neder? Omar Abaye says.
When it says a pasuk Geish Tomi Tukilam Zbeich Loi Sichbe, that's the Maroch Gedolo or Maroch Ketano?
No, we're saying looking from the both. Because it says Biro Leho, as a right, there's another fire there. It's two things. It says here in the pasuk after it says Veishim Zbeich Tukaboy, that's one fire. And then in the pasuk it says, We know there's a second one as well. Okay. And not what? There's only
what
one fire.
Which is the one that always burned, never put out? Both of them?
Both of them. So
there's no Heichitimtza that you take the coal for the Mizbech HaPnimi from the large fire.
No.
If the small fire never went out.
So
the Shnei Gzirim is not really a Machshir, is it?
No, but what happened if it did go out? What happened if it ran out of wood?
But
which can happen. So then you have the Bnei, you go to the big fire. What is the question now? Why did the Mizbech HaPnimi come before the Menedis?
Because
there's already wood there. The big fire is more important than the small one because all the kabbalas are there. I'm going to buy. Not worried about not being enough wood to roast a potato. Worried about not being enough wood to continuously burn. I'm going to buy. Says the Baya. You know how do you know that the Mizbech, the dish of Mizbech HaPnimi comes before the Menedis? Because Gemara Gimirna, Svidot Zola Yedaina. It's a tradition. We don't know Svara. But Rava Makilesh Lakish. I'll tell you a Pashto Svara. The Svara, why first we clean out the Inner Mizbeach before we do the Menedah. You know why? Because in the base, if you walk into the Heichel, what do you reach first? The Mizbeach is before the Menedah. Menedah is in the corner, Mizbeach is right in the middle. And we have a rule, Amadesh Lakish, Eimavidin Lala Mitzvahs. Rashi, Gemara Gimirna, Shekhain Sitin, Zola Yedaina, there's no reason for it. Robin says, no, if you're about to encounter don't pass it by. Don't delay it. It will turn into chametz. So same thing, do not delay mitzvahs. Which is not the same thing as Zizin Magdimin or Chaviva. So that's why the Mizbeach hit first. Let me explain. When you walk into the Hegel, the Mizbeach Pogadisha. The first thing you touch is the question Mizbeach and Meneda. You reach Mizbeach first. So therefore, the first thing you got to do is clean out the Mizbeach. And then you prepare the Meneda. Rashi, V'chi'ayel Hegel Mizbeach Pogadisha. Koidim Shi'agil Meneda. Before you reach Meneda, Sha'a Mizbeach Moshul Klapi Mizrach Kima. It's a bit towards the east. Remember, all the entrances are from the east. It's a bit towards sticking out towards the east, even though they're all facing the west and the other half of the west. The Meneda and the Shulchan would do west, and the Mizbeach was sticking out a little bit. We will see why. So the Meneda and the Shulchan can see each other. It says Neichar Shulchan, so they can see each other. So the Mizbeach has to be moved a little bit out of the way so that they can see each other, part of each other at least. Says the Gemara, right? The time we learned Shulchan Betzofen. The Shulchan was on the north side of the east room, Moshech Ben HaKesel, but it was not mamish to the wall. It had to be in distance from the wall. Stay Amos and Machza, 2.5 Amos, so the Kohen can walk around it. Menedah was done on the south of this very same room on the west side. Meshuchan Ben HaKesel, Stay Al Machza, also distant from the wall, 2.5 Amos. Mizbeach Memutze Va'im Beben. So Mizbeach is right in between, but Moshech Klabechut, it's facing a little bit towards the east, Kim a little bit. Why? Why isn't that a straight line? Even the chesed and positive is a meneda neicher chashulchan. The meneda should be facing the shulchan. We need the chazav adodi. We need them to see each other. So that's why the mizbeach is the first thing you enter coming from the east. That's the first thing you see. Rashi, moshu min hakeisel, meruchu min hakeisel tzavon. Finally, shtei amos matun have amos. She a derech nei kainin zaitz there. The way that the kainin can walk around. Four kohenim go in, two on this side to remove maracha. The entrance is called chutz. Look at the eyes of Rashi, Mechuvah Benai. Why can't it all be a straight line? But Lomim and Mishal Chutz, why Pchal Tegal? So we answer this Lakish. Lomim Ein Ma'avidin Ala Mitzvahs. Says Gemara, right? Talk me about it. Omer Rabba says Rabba. Shmam and Omer Reish Lakish. We learned from Reish Lakish that Avure Dara Atotafsa to pass the Shalyad to the Shalroish also is forbidden. Heichi Ovid, what should you do? Medara, first is the Shayad, Litatafta, then the Sharaish. Interesting why the Gemara brings it, the whole thing is like Derech Agav. What exactly means this? A Pashup Pshad is the way, Rashi has a very interesting Pshad. Rashi. What's he learning from the Shlokish? The Shlokish, Domen, Emavin, Al-Mitzah, this whole concept of Al-Mitzah, I'm going to sidetrack for a minute. Avure the dada to pass your hand, to pass your hand, to go to your head, La'achet Filin Shebezroya. To delay your hand film in order to put on your head film first, also it's forbidden. The Bezroya Pogat Chila. Since, what do you mean, why is it forbidden? Because when you take your right hand to put the tefillin on, you're going up, this hand is before your head. Your hand is always closer to the other hand than your head. So therefore, Rashi learns, because of Eima, Vidnala, and Mitzvah, that's why the Shia comes for Shalosh. Everyone argues in Rashi. What's before goes out? Rashi, Hechi Ovid, Medadal, et Tatefsa, Minazroya. From the hand, Yovel, move to the head, Yeniach, Shebezroya, Chil, first the hand, Vachach, Yeniach, and the head. Everyone asks on Tesis, sorry, everyone Tesis, the Shonim, all the Shonim ask Rashi, what are you talking about? The reason why you put the hand on the Kshartim, Lois, Al Yodecha, and then why you talk about Yenecha? We learn from the Pasi, not because they might be in Al Mitzvah. And so Tesis, Imam Al Mitzvah, come teach something else. When you put the tefillin away in your Zekel, make sure that the shel yad is before, you know, you take shel yad first and you put it in the back or on the right side, and the shel yad in the front or on the left side, so that when you open up the zipper, the first thing that your hand touches the shel yad. Because if you touch the shel yad first, it's a problem, because maybe you have to put on shel yad first, because im avin al mitzvah, that's what it means. But regarding what you put on the chatchila, always the shel yad ukshat v'shedecha, then it does meinecha. Okay. And the third opinion in the Shayinim, that means talking about when you kiss your tefillin by Pesach, Sedecha, by Krishma, first you kiss your hand and then you kiss the Shalosh. Because Eimavir Nala Mitzvah, not a question of putting on. Back to the Gemara, what's fascinating is that this is not in the Sugi of tefillin. This little piece of Gemara here is not in Gemara Menachos when we talk about tefillin here. That's the beauty of the Gemara. You got to know a line here. How you remember in Menachos, you can remember Lama Gimel Beis and Yuma, one line tells you when to put on, what to put on first. Okay, this is my item.
Did anybody ever try to be malakit?
The Rambam. That's what the Rambam did. That's the Rambam. That's exactly what the Rambam did. That's why he was so. That's why he was so brilliant. And the Rambam writes in a letter. The Rambam writes in a letter to Peter's world to him, because they attacked the. What did they all attack the Rambam? They attacked the Rambam.
The Rambam Makamis.
And he needed Mar Mekemet because he brings in Dinim, and when they learn the Sugya of Tefillin, where did this come from?
You know, Yuma, Yuma. In Yuma.
So he writes that somebody once came out to him and he said, "You said this and this halacha. You know, where did it come from? So something in whatever. Where's it from?" So the Rambam said, "Listen, Babasa." A month later, they came back. Then we learned Babasa before. We looked at it again. There's nothing there. So, oh, must be Bab Metzia. Came back a month later, nothing but Metzia. So, must be Baba Kama. Like, went through a half a dozen Mesechtes. Finally, the Rambam sat down and started to go through himself. And eventually found that it was in Yevamos, a line, like this. See, then he wrote, he had Charota, and he didn't write Ma'ar Mekemes, even for himself. He should have written Ma'ar Mekemes. His son wrote, was answering all these tainus against his father, Rambam.
I thought it was a curling
cross. They were very comprehensive. That's the Rambam. Okay, let's go back to it. That everyone said the irony. The Rambam said his whole union is to learn Torah, Shav Iksav, go straight to Torah Shav Peh. He didn't bring Machlekes in the whole Rambam, except a few places, so the Nidali and the Goinim, because he wanted, this is it. This is the final thing. So the Rebbe said, everything's Yochel Protis. You have Rashi, Taisa argues. You have Rashi on one side of the Gemara and Taisa on the other side of the Gemara. What do you do by the Rambam? The Raivit is Dafke in the stomach of the Rambam. In the bush for Rambam. The Rambam didn't want any arguments. What they do, the guy who argued with him, they put him in the middle of the Rambam. He can't get out of it, you know, that's it. Yeah. This makes us thrive. Kibayte Gemara. Then it says that the Hatovas Chamash Nedis. You break it up 5 and 2. 5 Nedis, Kaidim Dam for Damatami, Damatami, Kaidim Dam for Nedis, and then the Damatami comes before the Starish Nedis. My time, what's the reason? Amar Abaye says, why Damatami right between? Ahu Baboike, Baboike. That Baboike, you know, how do you know that the 5 Nedis come before the Damatami? The Baboike, Baboike, that's written by Shnek Ziri Eitzim, the Leit Siche, since we don't need it. We already said that Ziri Eitzim comes because Hechsha comes first, so we don't need that Baboike, Baboike. So we break it up. Shadinu Lahocha, we bring it, the 2 Baboikes to here. Chad Shad, the Tovon Nedis. 1 we put to the 5 Nedis. It said by Nedis also to Baboike, Baboike. Now you have 3. The Likadmo, that therefore now you have 3 Baboikes versus the 2 by Tamid. So therefore we know that the 5 Nedis come before the Dama Tamid. And then the other babayke, v'chad shadya l'dama tummi, you throw a dama tummi, there should be three there before the last two neders. The nikad mila tovish te neders. Chad Shadyan explains. One, we throw La Tovas Chavish Nadis. The Likadme Damatomit should go before Damatomit. Already you have two Babaikas by Nadis. You throw in the third one from the Shnek Zide. Now you have three. The Hachat Tlasa of a Hachat Trey. So here you have three, here you have two. So now three comes over two. And then the Chad Shadyan La Damatomit. The other one, the other Babaik, you throw in the Damatomit. Then the Kadme La Tovas Nadis should precede the cleaning of the last two candles. Avagav the Hochatel Hochatel Chayyim. Each one only has two babaykes. A Hayno Dama Tamid come before the last two neders. The Chapid Adiv. I got to choose Dama Tamid or the last two neders. I would say the Dama Tamid, which is the main kapara, the Dam should come first. Rashi. Babayke by Shnei Gzeinu. You don't need the Hamer Machshir. We already said before. There's a Svara Machshir comes first. Shadat Shadin Lachoshte Shazu Midle Betayda. This is a common the Tayda. Dovah Shaino Inu Lo. You don't need it here. Bring it somewhere else. Hachat losa v'hachat rei, hachat losa b'hatovas neidas b'tomik, it's b'baika b'baika. V'haydash adin ala chad hot losa, that was three, v'tomik siv, as a kevadech, that's b'baika. V'haydash adin ala, we throw it in a chad, shodi l'dam atomik. Some of the shemari ask, but by Tamid also we have two other b'baikas. We give all kind of answers. Avagav, even though the hachat rei v'hachat rei, hani, over here, mechapri sha'ila, mechaperet ala sei. V'alois, it says there's two over here also by kapoda. By Tamid. You have two, you mechapin and I say analyzes it. She's gonna say the Kama Pirkin. Says Gemara, I'm the Pabla Baya, but Ema, why don't we say, Chad Shadya Ledishin Mizbecha Pnimi? Why don't we say that one of them should be thrown at the cleaning of Mizbecha Pnimi? You have an extra Baboyke for Shnei Gzidim. Put it at cleaning Mizbecha Pnimi and let that take priestess over to Tamid. Then the Kadme Ledama Tamid, that should come before Dama Tamid, the Hochat Losa of Hochat Rei. That the Mizbecha Pnimi comes first, three and two. And Bahach Shadid Amatomi, the Niklat of Nedas, who said that you throw one of the Babaikas? Two. The one of the Babaikas, Shnei Gzidei Eitzim. You throw it to the. To what do you call it? To the. To the five Nedas. Maybe you throw it to the Dishim Zvecha Pinimi. And that comes before the Atav Chavish Nedas. And then the other one you throw Dama Tamit. And the Dama Tamit also comes before Chavish Nedas. How do you know that anything comes between the five and the two? The nickname, the Tom Chavish Neders, the Afrika, then the Hochatei, Hochatei, Mechaperodi. Maybe that the Tama Tami comes before the five Neders as well, because Mechaperodi. I won't do the other one. You throw him as Bechem Pnimi. In Cain, if so, Avsuki b'Mayam Avsekela. We know that you have to make a division between the five and the two. What are you going to divide it? Remember, Kod Abashok Tatus comes last. If you're going to take a Dama Tami that come before the five Neders, what are you going to have? What are you going to divide the five and two? Gemini, Rashi. Yeah, Rashi. If you cleave out, got yakta, he holds yakta his last. I'm a tummy, tag him first, like Titus, tag it last. What do we care? It's honey, there's a log, it ain't have to cost another half. That's the source is my like the more explainer. There's two opinions why we divide between five and two. Is Hanichel Lish Lucky Takon Lish Lucky? It's not a big deal dividing the five and two. Domad ain't half sekosin ella harbis hegish. We want people to realize a lot of numbers, a lot of commotion. You're going back and forth, back and forth. Mahalapsias, we call Chilas Avoida. Every time you start an activity, it's like a lot of commotion. So therefore, just Kiddush Hashem or Kavod Hashem. Fine, not a big deal. Yeah. Okay, so therefore we understand. Okay, back to the matter. We need to divide to make a commotion. Why do you do five and then you do two? To have a commotion. Makes sense. Why we have to push the Dhamma. We got to put something between the five and the two. So the only thing we can do is Dhamma Tamid. So you have no choice but to put the bike into Dhamma Tamid. Dhamma Tamid comes for the last two natives. Fine. Shop it. Rabbi says, Rashi, shop it. Yes, sorry, Rashi. Yeah, Shapi, Yesh Loch Leimu, we can say Yafsig Beinem, makes sense to divide, Lahamtin Bein Elu Elu. Lot says, Will the Chan go in and out, Will I tear away the time? And it should be a way between. So, So, forget. According to Rashi, a good question. Why do you need to do an Avoid? According to Rashi, Shlokish Tak is a good question. Why do you need to have an Avoid of Damatam between? Do the Damatam before. You need to break up. Why need to break up? To make noise. So all you do is you light five, stop, the crane walk out, and walk right back in again.
It's a new avodah
too. It's all you need. You don't need to do an avodah between. All you need is an entrance and an exit. So do that. So then I have a good question. A good question. Why didn't you bring the Dhamma Tamid before? However, Rabbi Yochanan had a question. He says, Baboike chilkeyu l'shnei bukarim. Michael Memerashi. Rabbi Yochanan, he dashes. Baboike behetiva chilkeyu divided the base nade l'shnei bukarim. Divide the candles to two mornings. Elu yukad me l'avoida achas alma yesh avoida b'neim. That's why we have to divide the candles into two avoida. Baboike, baboike. Two avoidas baboike. Two avoida of candles baboike. One avoida of five and one avoida of two. So you need an avoida between them. You can't say afsakul b'dishin mizbeach ha'pinim. You can't say, okay, you cannot do dama tamid. Dama tamid should be first. But let's do the cleaning of the inner mizbeach between the five and the two. Because the taters only happen at the end. So why can't you do mizbeach ha'pinim then? Because if you're going to say that you do the five candles before you do the cleaning of the mizbeach ha'pinim, havle mavid ala mitzvahs. Remember we said before that the mizbeach comes before the meneda. And if you're going to go do the meneda activity before the mizbeach, it's mavid ala mitzvahs, allowed to. Everything is going to psuk him. You're telling me baboike baboike is extra. To tell you divide is it extra? You're telling me that baboike by eitzim is extra, and therefore you want to throw here one on the dama tamid, and you want to throw one on the dishim mizbech ha'pinimi, and therefore you're asking a question: the dama tamid should happen before the chatovas chamish neges, and not that because chatovas chamish neges says two baboikes by neges. It says one baboike by tamid. You want to throw the other baboike on the tamid as well, and then you ask a question: so which comes first, the tamid or the five candles? I'll say the tamid because of mechaper. So you're saying that the two baikas are extra. I want to tell you, who told you it's extra? Me miyate. I'm a boy of the gufa. You need it for itself. Kamer Achmane, I want to tell you, says, Nikadmu lemarach ha-shniya shoktaydus. That we need to tell you that when should you do the shnei gzirim before you do the second small marach. What do you mean, Rashi? Leimash leinema bayala baikas. Sorry, writer. So what are we talking about? You just said before that you need to beat a leather. There is a second fire there. And that this is no put on the second or first. You know, but first you prepare the second fire, and then you put the snake on the first one. That means that there is a chavata. You want to dash it from there. Why you should only do after the first fire is put up? I can't. You put it after the second fire is put up, and we know that you got to put on the first one. So why? Okay, Gemara has a question. So Gemara has a question now. Why do we do the first five candles into two? Maybe the other way around. Why do you do the first two candles and then do the five later? So we answer. Since we started with the candles, we do most of them. We do six. Why only five and then two? Makra, it says in the pasuk, "Behitivoy es hanedas." Every time you clean, it has to be plural. Yaktirena ve'einedet chusmishtayim. So Gemara says the Hatovish Teneda Ketoris has Abashol no Ketoris is last. Maybe like a Chacham Ketoris is between the five and the two. But on my cross, it says the pasuk Behetiva Yes Haneda Clean Neda, and afterwards it says Vahod, and afterwards it says Yakti Rena. So it sounds like the Ketoris comes afterwards. Ketoris Levarim Nahari no Ketoris comes before the limbs. The Tanya we learned Yukdim Dover Shenema by Baboike Baboike. We should proceed. Something says twice the word Baboike. The dovish leinem by ela biker echa bavad. There's only one biker. Rashi, the tamid only one biker. So the evarim, the limbs of the tamid, only one biker. The previous dama tamid, we used two bikers for that. But now for the next activity of the evarim, is only one biker there, and therefore that should be last. Rashi, dovish leinem by ela biker echa. Had tamid never by ma'aser biker. Tema hashadin ladim. We say before chad mahanas nekzidim. We took one of the bikers nekzidim and put it there. Dama tamid. It should be through it. That was only on the dam of the tamid, but not on the limbs of the tamid. We said before that forgiving dama tamid comes before the neder, because mechaper is more important. But there, at least, the two babaykas are equal. Ein depada ella bedam. Also, the dam is the main kapada, and also here it says two baykas. No. We just left for a question. Says the Gemara Vaitim. Um, Vevari leMincha. How do you know the limbs come before the Mincha? The Tanya we learned. Minayin Shalai Yehi Dovak Kayin Tomer Shashacha. How do you know that the first thing you do in the morning is Evon Shashacha? Rashi. Nitin ala marochidel, you put on a big fire, koidin levori atom. The first thing you put on a big fire, there should be is a carbon tummy, nothing before. That's how we know the evorim come before anything as a mincha. Tamalim is a pozig, but orach oleha oilam. It says that you should put on it on this fire, ha oilam. What do you mean, ha oilam? That oilam? What's the hey idea? It says in Gemara, Vamarazarava, ha oilam. He oilam rishaina. This should be the first thing that goes onto the fire, the hey, the Rashi. First, to stop to tell you, what means ha oila the oila? Stop picking tomorrow.